Good morning. I want to call the special legislative session on February 11th at 11 a.m. to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Baratella?
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Hanna?
Here.
Mr. Horton?
Here.
Mr. Poole? Mrs. Lando? Mrs. Lodson? Mrs. Lozo?
Here.
Mr. Nichols?
Here.
Mr. Pelham?
Here.
Mr. Potter?
Here.
Mr. Hsu? Mr. Swackhammer?
Here.
Mr. Thu?
Here.
Mr. Tobia?
Here.
Mr. Van Castle? Mr. Van Etten?
Here.
We have a quorum. First, I want to thank you all very much for making this effort to show up, because this resolution that we need to pass is needed for the local utility company and for the Steuben REA. So I appreciate you all making this effort to come into this meeting. I would like to ask Legislator Tobia to lead us in the invocation and Legislator Lozo to lead us in the pledge.
Let us each remember the diverse voices we represent and the impact our choices have on the lives of our residents. May the good Lord help us seek guidance and wisdom in our deliberations. May we approach our work today with open minds, striving to understand and address the challenges that face the people of Steuben County. Together, let us seek solutions that enhance the well-being of all and promote a brighter future for our county. We thank the good Lord for giving us the knowledge and strength to carry out our duties and ask for his blessing. May he watch over all the people of Steuben County, especially those who suffer daily, physically, emotionally, and mentally, and those who have served or are serving in our military. We ask this all through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any announcements? All right, we'll move to general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Opposing the New York State Power Authority's proposed rule to increase the preference power rates for customers who receive hydropower from the Niagara and St. Lawrence FDR power projects.
I'll second that.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments?
Right. I guess this is just kind of like a memorandum that'll get sent to the state and the governor.
Memorializing resolution that gets sent to all of the elected and appointed officials that have a say or a voice in the issue.
Right. Yes. And if you look at the resolution on the link, it will show you at the bottom all the different all the different places that it will be going.
So it's specific to hydropower. So what's up with that?
This was requested by Bath Electric and Gas, the director there, Aaron Bonacci. And basically it's going to change the rates that they get. And I don't remember the term preferential power or something. They get extra power that is directly produced by this Niagara Power Authority, and they're increasing those rates. So that will dramatically affect the rates that are charged for local utilities as well as Steuben REA. But there are, Bob might have a better answer, there may be 47 municipal electrics and 5 rural electric cooperatives. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's 4 rural electric cooperatives in the state. Mm-hmm. And then there's municipals, and municipals is Bath, Watkins, Lake Placid. There's a whole bunch of them, and you listed the number. And back years ago when they built the project up there in Buffalo, they actually put money in for capital improvement to do the project. In return, they would get preference power, a certain guaranteed amount of hydropower, and it runs about 2 cents a kilowatt compared to others that are much more expensive. And it's been a good project, but the liberals up there in Albany, they have coming up with ideas on how to make everything green. And this is green power, but they want us to pay more for, there's They've been doing repairs and stuff, but they keep adding to the New York Power Authority's list of things they have to take care of, like the Erie Canal. They're doing the barge canal now. And we're all going to get soaked too, or the extension cord. I call it an extension cord. That's they're going to buy hydroelectric out of Canada. And nobody in New York State wants the power line in their backyard. So they're burying a high-powered line down the Hudson River, because all the people that live from Lake Champlain to New York City don't want the power line in their backyard. So they're putting it in the Hudson. And guess who's going to pay for that? They're going to make everybody in the state pay for it, even though all upstate New York will get nothing out of it. It all goes to New York City. Mm-hmm. So things like that. And so they're coming up with a proposal to raise the hydro project costs, the power for them. And so it's going to affect the rates of the village of Bath, because they're a municipal. And in fact, it's going to raise electric costs for Steuben County, all of our office buildings here and everything.
How on earth do they get the approval to bury it all the way down the Hudson when we can't even get approval to clean out our streams?
It's funny how those kinds of things work now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are there any other questions or comments? Mrs. Ferratella.
And my question is regarding mega rates, which a number of municipalities utilize that system. Will that impact theirs as well?
No, there's no, and I'm no longer on the mega board for new folks. Mega is a cooperative, a municipal cooperative that was formed in the 90s that many communities in Steuben County and across New York aggregate their power demands and purchase power. Those are on NYSEG or RG&E or National Grid, not on the municipal utilities. So it would not be, it's a great program and we benefit from it, but separate from this.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
There's two different organizations in the state. There's the full supply, which the electric cooperatives is in. The New York Power Authority guarantees that they'll supply all your power. Jamestown, Watkins, I'm not sure if Bath is in that. Then there's another group that are partial, and they have their own organization. I think Bath is in that one. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different municipal organizations. The rural electric cooperatives have teamed up with the group that's in the full supply.
Thank you very much. Anything else? So this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Any other business? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.